What should you be thinking about this week in social media? Three things, according to digital strategist Scott Kleinberg. Scott, good morning. So many things to think about. What's special about these three?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, you're right. There are so many things, but these three are important. And as the old saying goes, you got to start somewhere.
Okay, let's start with search.
Yeah, sure. So search is important, and it's really important. When you post videos to YouTube or Instagram or TikTok or whatever your preferred channel is, be sure you use every opportunity afforded to you to properly describe your videos. That means you don't want to gloss over those fields that say description and headline. You never, never want to leave those blank, and here's why. When people come to these different platforms to search for content, the things that pop up first are going to be the things that are properly labeled and tagged. And by extension, anytime something from social media ends up in Google search, you making sure your content is properly labeled is only going to help you.
Yeah, that is really a useful tip, especially for somebody who has a business or a service they're trying to promote. And this is something we should always have been doing, right? What you're describing isn't new, is it?
No, it's not new. That's absolutely right. But, you know, I see so many videos out there without the proper fields filled out. It's something I'm always emphasizing is really important. Think about what you know about Google. Making sure you show up high in search is something we've been doing for years, right? The difference now is there are so many different places where your content can appear that it really matters that you do it right. And also, remember something that we talked about over the previous weeks, and that is that people's habits are changing. They're using social media platforms to search for content in addition to or instead of Google.
Mm. And this is what we talked about previously with TikTok, right? Where people are using it for search.
That's exactly right. When people on TikTok, you know, they're on TikTok and they search within TikTok, they're staying on TikTok once they find what they're looking for. The days of switching over to Google for something and then going back to another platform, I mean, they may not be ending, but they're at least numbered. And I've heard that more robust search is being tested in Instagram Reels as well. So that means eventually finding what you want on Instagram and staying put on Instagram because you don't have to go anywhere else. So here's the bottom line. Anytime you upload a video and you have an opportunity to properly describe what's in the video, just make sure you take advantage of all of those opportunities.
Okay, what's the next thing we should be thinking about in this list of three?
This one is actually very thought-provoking, at least I think so. Do you have a social media backup plan? When Elon Musk took over Twitter and turned it into X, there was all this conjecture that the platform was somehow going to disappear overnight. That was a big topic of conversation. And people, myself included, were kind of amazed at how quickly things changed and how we were watching in awe, wondering what was going to happen next. Now that the dust has mostly settled, this whole experience has brought up a really interesting point. And it really, really is for the business owners that are listening. But do you have a plan if X or any other social media platform, for that matter, were to disappear tomorrow?
So even though it's not likely to happen, you're saying what happened with Twitter is reason enough to give it serious thought, huh?
That's exactly right, because whether likely or unlikely, Bob, it's important when you're thinking about using social media to reach audiences to always think about every possible scenario. I coined the phrase years ago, anticipate the social media response, and it was for a similar reason. Back then, it was all about your post, and to be fair, it still is about posts. Because when you post something, you have to be prepared for every possible response, even if that response comes from just a few people. Now, you have to think about everything in relation to your overall social media strategy. If a social media platform disappeared, how would you reach your customers? Would you know where to find them? Because the last thing you ever want is to be caught off guard and have no idea what to do next.
Hmm. Continuing with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg. And Scott, what you were saying about social media and being caught off guard, you could say that about anything, I guess, couldn't you?
You definitely could. But social media, Bob, it's on autopilot for so many people. It's something that's there. But what if it wasn't there? What then? And the one thing I know after doing social media for all these years is that things change rapidly. Having a backup plan, or at least the blueprints for one, that can only help you. And it could be as simple as learning more about where your audience is. You know, you don't have to create content for all the channels now, but maybe you prepare yourself for having to create content for a new channel if something outrageous were to happen.
All right. Now back to your list. I think we're at number three. What's the third thing you want to mention?
Yeah. It's monitor your data. Making strategic decisions about your social media is both the easiest and hardest parts of the job. It's easy because the analytics will always tell the story if something is not moving the needle. It's hard because sometimes you think your content is so good and it took so long to put together that it really hurts when it doesn't do what you thought it was going to do. Mm.
But it's a mixed blessing then, because it sounds like what you're saying is analytics will keep us honest.
Yeah, that is what I'm saying. They do. Years ago in the professional social media world, we relied much more on emotion than we did analytics. We used to believe that a bunch of charts and graphs knew more than we did, and things are so different now. There's a lot of competition for people's eyeballs, and that means you can't afford to hold out and hope for the best when something is not performing. You have to be ready to make that pivot and make that change in order to stay competitive. And, Bob, I'll be honest, that's one of the hardest shifts in thinking I had to make. But now that I have, I wouldn't want it any other way. If something doesn't perform the way you hoped, it doesn't mean the story ends there. Some might actually embrace the challenge of figuring out what changes need to be made to make it work. Or maybe you had a backup plan and it's worth trying that. Or maybe it's a situation where you have a brand new brainstorm and you start over from square one. Either way, the key is the ability to pivot. And that really goes for this item in the list and the one before it. You just never know what's going to happen, and you have to be ready for anything.
Good advice. And now let's get to the Genius Bar. And I think this was a week or so ago, we were hearing about this iOS update, and iPhone users were being urged to install new software immediately because of some sort of security hole. What do you know about this, and would your phone have updated automatically just by plugging it in and charging it overnight?
Well, good questions. I'll do the second part first. If you have your phone set up the way the phone comes out of the box, which is to automatically update these important software updates, then yes, it would have happened overnight when your phone was plugged in and charging over Wi-Fi, yes. The actual patch itself, these are the things that we've talked about over the past several weeks and months where these security updates are released in the background to keep things that are happening under the hood from happening. And in this case, 16.61 addressed this vulnerability where if somebody really, really wanted to, they could compromise your phone without causing you to click on anything. They could send a text message and it would automatically cause problems on your phone. But I think the key thing to point out on all of these iOS updates is those types of things that happen, they're very, very rare, but they can happen. And the fact that they can happen is reason enough to patch them, because you just never know when something like that's going to happen. So my phone automatically updated overnight, as you were saying, to 16.61. And, you know, you won't notice anything different on your phone whatsoever. Everything seems the way it was before. But now whatever caused this vulnerability is fixed. Now we can actually look towards iOS 17, which is probably going to be released in a week or two or thereabouts.
Yes, and later today we'll hear about some new products from Apple. We'll be talking to a senior writer for CNET about that after the 8:30 news today. Are you looking forward to anything in particular with Apple's announcements today, Scott?
I look forward to every single last one, Bob. It's like Christmas morning to me all the time.
I thought so. Reminder, if you've got a Genius Bar question for Scott, get it to us, and we'll pass it along. You can text it to us or email it to us. The email is bobshow@wgnradio.com. Text line, same as the phone number, 312-981-7200. Thank you, Scott. Have a good day.
You too, Bob. Thank you.